Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, set me on fire. Set me on fire. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life and elevating you from glory to glory to glory in Christ. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, giving you a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. Our topic for today is forward movement. Forward movement. And we are in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48. I'll also be referencing the books of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, and 2 Samuel, chapters 11 and 12. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with Daily Fire. At 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in live by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you can't tune in with me live at 7, go to my website after 8 a.m. and you'll be able to hear the recording. That website is feelthefire.com. FeeldFire.com. The recording is available all day. Again, that's FeeldFire.com, feeldthefire.com. But your best way to ensure that you don't miss the broadcast is to follow Daily Fire. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and every day at 8 a.m., the recording will be text straight to your cell phone. Again, just text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text. All of this information, if you are unable to write it down, is on my website, feeldthefire.com. Let's get into the Word. I'm in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48, reading from the KJV. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Ooh, praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Settle out with me wherever you are right now. Forward movement. The higher you go and the farther you advance in life, the more stuff you got to deal with to remain on track, and the more obstacles you will have to overcome. A lot of times we hear that cliche, it's lonely at the top. Because, of course, when you go higher, you also have to shake off some things. You have to shake off some friends. You have to shake off some habits. You have to shake off some negative thought processes. You even have to shake off some family members. The higher you go, the farther along you advance yourself in any forum or area of life, in other words, forward movement, you got to fight to keep it. You got to fight to stay on track. So in Luke 12, verse 48, the Bible is letting us know that for a person who doesn't know better, although their sin and, you know, their fallacies, their errors are worthy of punishment, the punishment is not much because they didn't know much. But to those of us to whom much has been given, much shall be required of us. And for those of us, glory, to whom men have committed much. In other words, people believe in you for whatever the reason may be. Maybe you hold high office, such as you're a high-ranking politician in your community. That could just be the mayor or a city councilor. You don't have to be the senator or the president. Maybe you're a high-ranking person in the ministry. You're a pastor, elder, evangelist, missionary, teacher, apostle, to whom much is given. Maybe you are in a high position of authority professionally. You are a teacher, a police officer. Do you see where I'm going with this? To whom men or women have committed much, to whom society or the law has designated great duty of ethics, responsibility, and requirement of you, they will ask for much glory, forward movement. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, we see the biblical record of David being anointed king after Saul. And we go through the process, because we don't have but 15 minutes, but the Bible goes through the process of the Lord selecting David, who was the son of Jesse, and how Jesse brought before Samuel the prophet all of his other sons, because he thought those are the people whom God would want to choose as king. But God didn't want any of them, because the Lord said he looked on the inside to see the heart, not on the outward appearance as man looked, and he chose David. Did you hear me? God expressly sent the prophet to Jesse to call out one of his sons to anoint his king. This was not people electing David. This was not worrying about fickle people. This was God himself who chose him. But when you get over to 2 Samuel, you can go back and read this, in chapter 11, this same David, who was chosen by God, is now in adultery with another man's wife. Her name was Bathsheba. And David not only got so caught up in adultery, but his soul was off track from when God first called him, that he devised, he premeditated a plan to try to cover up his sin. You see, David had gotten Bathsheba pregnant, or had impregnated her. And so what he did is he called for her husband to come in from war, because her husband was an officer at war, called for him to come in so that he could sleep with Bathsheba to cover up the fact that David had impregnated her. But God has a way of dealing with us when we're in the throes of forward movement. So Uriah came in, but instead of him sleeping with his wife, he said, how can I go in and sleep with my wife and enjoy the pleasures of my wife when my men are out in battle? So he refused to sleep with his wife. So then David premeditated to murder Uriah. Glory. He sent him out onto the front lines so that he would be killed. The higher you go, the farther you advance, the more you have forward movement, blessings in your life, the more that will be required of you. Then when we get to 2 Samuel chapter 12, we see how God God uses Nathan to rebuke David for all he has done, and then David has to cry out for forgiveness and repentance. Now let's talk about you and I today in forward movement. God desires to bless you. It is no doubt that he desires for you to be the head and not the tail. It is irrefutable that God wants to give you more than the cattle on a thousand hills. It is irreversible that he's your shepherd and that you should have no want. But you understand, or you need to understand, that to live in that realm of ongoing forward movement, you got to make some decisions. You got to decide that if you truly want what God has for you, you are willing to remove everything that he doesn't have from you from your life to live in the blessings of Christ. Oh, in this good teaching, we're talking about going from the status quo, the mundane everyday life here on Daily Fire, to glory, to glory, to glory of the higher levels in Christ. This means that you must make a decision. You must choose this day, right now, whom you will serve. Will you serve God? Glory. Or will you serve Satan? You cannot be on the fence. You cannot be lukewarm. You must be either hot or cold. No man can serve two masters. Either you will love one or hate the other. Who are you going to serve to move forward into forward movement? Oh, this is not an easy task. You see, it's not easy to shake off people that you've been around for years. It's not easy to tell some family members, I don't want to hear that stuff anymore. I can't gossip with you. I can't get on the phone with you about this stuff. It's not easy to tell some friends, look, I know that's how I used to be, but I'm not that way anymore. Don't call me to gossip. If you call me with some good news. Or if you're calling me about bad news, let it be so that we can agree in prayer. I am in forward movement. Glory. It's not easy for you to have to look at yourself and hold yourself accountable for where you are today. See, everything is not somebody else's fault. It's not your mother's fault, your daddy's fault, your sister's fault, your children's fault. Take accountability for what you have done wrong in life. Oh, understand, I'm teaching and preaching to myself too. Because once you take accountability for your own sin, your own failure, your own disobedience, then you empower yourself to change it. It ain't nobody's fault if you are not in forward movement but yourself. It is no one to blame if you are in backward movement, lateral movement, standing still in stagnation but yourself. Don't be like David. Don't sin and try to cover it up, then conspire to bring someone else into your mess. Then when it doesn't work out the way you want, premeditate to murder them, all to cover up your own lack of forward movement. God has better for you. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Isn't this good teaching? Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify you for this Daily Fire message because it's provoking us, God, to get on track, to position ourselves, to receive all that you have for us, not just right now, but each day and every day, to live from glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. To go into forward movement, to see ourselves be the light sitting on a hill, to see ourselves living in blessing after blessing, glory, to see ourselves, Father, accomplishing all that you have purposed for us, because we live in forward movement. We live in forward movement. We live and have our being in forward movement. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Father, that you touch them right now. Give them the strength they need today to go into forward movement, to come, Father, out of being couch potatoes or backward movement, lateral movement, downward movement, and to get into forward movement. Father, I ask you to give them the strength, give them the peace, give them the determination, give them the will, Father, give them the desire, hallelujah, to want to live their best lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Come on and say, I will live in forward movement. Say it again, I will. Say it like you mean it. Live in forward movement. Now I'm going to give you all the call and then I'll end with your task. But just keep praising God for your forward movement. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen. Come on, let's just give God praise wherever you are. Say, I will live in forward movement. Speak it out aloud again, but say your name. Say your name. Rossi, I will live in forward movement. Now listen, I want you to make sure you follow Daily Fire. Text the letters DF to phone number 33222. Right after we finish, recording will come to you at 8, and then you will be able to forward that text to others to bless their lives as well. And don't forget to visit me at feelthefire.com. Now, our topic for today is forward movement. Your task for today is to make a conscious decision to rid yourself of everything and everyone, and if you can't rid yourself of them, reduce your interaction with everything and everyone who has been blocking your forward movement, including evaluating yourself. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 7. Say, I will live in forward movement. To whom much is given, much is required. Will you elevate today? See you in the morning. Woo!
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, say,
take all. Woo! I have in these hands and multiply, God. That I am and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him.
Set me on fire.